supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Election day now 11 days out. Former President Trump conducting media interviews in Texas and later holds a rally in Michigan. Vice President Kamala Harris also in Texas for her rally.
Texas is not a battleground state, but she is going there because the campaign says it is ground zero for the fight for reproductive rights. She is, of course, appearing with Beyonce in her hometown of Houston, Texas, but they're also going to feature families that have been impacted by that state's strict abortion law, as well as people impacted by Georgia's strict abortion law.
ABC's Karen Travers. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson calling for an investigation after the Wall Street Journal reported Elon Musk and Russian President Vladimir Putin were communicating secretly. Nelson says if true, it would raise national security concerns for NASA and Defense Department agencies. Cases rising in the McDonald's E. coli outbreak linked to onions used on its quarter pounder. One person has died. More than 70 others have been sickened. The item now off menus in affected states. This is ABC News. The bottom line findings by the Pew Research Center survey on tattoos.
Maybe the most surprising finding is that while 27% of men report having at least one tattoo, 38% of women do. Ryan Harrell owns the American Tattoo Society and says better tools and training have refined traditional tattoos.
If you look at most females now that get their first few tattoos, it's almost always small, dainty names or, you know, fine line work.
Which can still cost hundreds or thousands of dollars and require multiple visits to the parlor. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A NASA astronaut experiencing a medical issue after splashing down along with two other Americans and a Russian near Pensacola early this morning. The four Space X crew members flown to a hospital in Pensacola after their return, a routine procedure, and then transferred to Houston except for one. NASA says the unidentified astronaut is under observation as a precautionary measure and is in stable condition. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30.
Sunshine for the weekend, highs near 60 Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 55 right now.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Sean Maloney. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development reports 189,194 working-age individuals with disabilities were employed in 2023, a second straight year of record-high employment for Wisconsin workers with disabilities. DWD says the achievement follows years of investments in the Career Pathways Advancement Initiative, which has received more than $20 million in Disability Innovation Fund grants since 2021. One of President Joe Biden's cabinet members is making several stops in northeast Wisconsin this weekend. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg is scheduled to visit Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac Saturday to rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz. Buttigieg will meet with voters and encourage early voting, which began Tuesday. His visits will focus on issues important to the Harris-Walz ticket, such as lowering costs and protecting reproductive freedoms. And bedbugs are found at a Waukesha Quick Trip. A spokesperson said yesterday the bugs were isolated to the public restrooms in a back room with no public access. Quick Trip believes someone brought the bedbugs into the store, stressed that there wasn't an infestation, and there was no food safety risk from the bugs. Portable toilets are in place while restrooms at the store are closed and are being treated. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Tomorrow is the Trunk or Treat in downtown Durand, with Trunk or Treat happening from 3 to 5. Main Street will be closed tomorrow afternoon in downtown Durand, not only for setup of Trunk or Treat, but also for the event itself. Again, Trunk or Treat runs tomorrow in downtown Durand from 3 until 5. Stepping Stones in Menominee says it can't afford to hand out turkeys or hams this holiday season. Stepping Stones yesterday said the high cost means they're struggling to keep the basics on their shelves. Stepping Stones has worked with local grocers and donors in the past to provide holiday turkeys and hams, but says that's just not possible this year. Instead, the group is asking for donations like peanut butter, tuna, and pasta so it can provide more help to more people. Stepping Stone said they provide help to about 10% of people in Dunn County. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is once again helping families in need this holiday season with the 5th annual Christmas is for Kids program. This free and anonymous program helps any Pepin County parent or guardian provide for the need and wants of children in Pepin County. Now, to be considered, contact the Pepin County Sheriff's Department on the non-emergency line at 715-672-5944. That's 715-672-5944. Deadline to register is November 7th. The attorney for Adam Fravel says he'll call for a mistrial if witnesses for the prosecution don't modify the way they refer to Madeline Kingsbury in court. Fravel's murder trial continued yesterday in Mankato. Defense attorney Zach Bauer told the judge he's objecting to witnesses calling Kingsbury Maddie or Madeline during their testimony. He also objected to witnesses calling the home Fravel and Kingsbury shared in Winona a crime scene. Fravel was arrested after Kingsbury's body was found in southern Minnesota last year. Wisconsin's election managers say they're trying to pinpoint the problem that is slowing in-person early voting. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday said they continue to get complaints from local clerks about slow label printing. A commission spokesperson said they're not quite sure what the problem is. Yesterday was the third day for early in-person voting, and many voters said there were once again delays. The Elections Commission continues to tell clerks to handwrite voter information on those early ballots as a way to speed things up. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
We're receiving more information about a death investigation in Buffalo County. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department said deputies went to serve an eviction notice on Wednesday in Fountain City when they found a 57-year-old woman who had died. Investigators say she was likely dead for more than a month. Deputies arrested a man who lived in the woman's trailer but are not saying why. In addition to the body, deputies say they found more than 70 pets. They've all been turned over to the Buffalo County Humane Association, Tales of Hope, and the Trempealeau County Humane Society. The Sheriff's Department says charges in the case could be filed later today. Some Pepin High School students are looking to help out area seniors this fall. Mr. Inglis High School Active Outdoors class is offering to help those in the village of Pepin who may need help raking leaves. If you live in the village of Pepin and do need some help, just call Pepin High School. It's 12 years in prison for one of the suspects in Barron County's home invasion from last year. A judge yesterday sentenced Ricardo Dominguez to a dozen years in prison for tying up a 70-year-old man in his home, tasing him, and eventually robbing him of his guns and $13,000 in cash. Dominguez is the second person sentenced in the case. Another suspect was sentenced earlier this month to 5 years in prison. Investigators say they're still looking for a third suspect who they believe set up the home invasion. Wisconsin and South Dakota-based healthcare systems are planning to merge. Marshfield Clinic Health System and Sanford Health, based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, announced Wednesday they plan to merge. The joint press release said the integration of the two health systems aims to improve patient care with new technology, research, and training. The merger is expected by the end of the year, subject to regulatory approval and closing conditions, the companies said. There are worries about Wisconsin's new law that allows police to charge for edited body camera video. Tom Kemick with the Wisconsin Transparency Project says the new law is poorly written and hastily passed by lawmakers. He says the law has too many unanswered questions while also having a threat toward people who make too many requests of the police. The law allows for a $10,000 fine. Kemick says it's going to take some court cases and rulings either from the Attorney General or Wisconsin Supreme Court to settle things out. The law is supposed to create a framework so police can charge media outlets or everyday citizens for the cost of redacting sensitive things out of body cam footage that is released to the public. You're listening to WRDN News.
We
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
It's bat week in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says 4 out of 8 native bat populations found are threatened here in the state. Another species, the silver-haired bat, is on a list of special concern and needs immediate conservation action. The DNR says bat populations are declining, particularly due to white nose syndrome, caused by a fungus that attacks bats while they're hibernating. The department recommends planting native plants, building a bat house, and avoiding insecticides and herbicides to protect the remaining bats. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Blaney on Homestead Risk versus Reward. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Race fans, get ready. It's your chance to win the ultimate fan experience at the Chicago Street Race. Here's what's included. 2 reserve seat tickets with food and drinks, VIP passes for exclusive pre-race and tour access, and once-in-a-lifetime photo op with the Cup Series winner in Mobile One Victory Lane. You can enter one today from now through December 6th at NASCARChicago.com/sweepstakes. One lucky winner will be drawn on December 9th. Prize value is over $2,300. Don't miss out. Register now at NASCARChicago.com/sweepstakes.
We are getting ready to crown a champion.
Championship weekend is coming back to the desert.
Let's get this party started.
4 title races in 3 days means there will be a buzz in the air all weekend long. Whether from the grandstands, the infield experience, or the hillside, this is your chance to witness history.
Hell yeah, guys!
And make championship caliber memories for the whole family. NASCAR Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, November 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com.
Badly needing a win, defending NASCAR Cup Series champion Ryan Blaney is ready to take a risk for victory at Homestead Miami Speedway this weekend. The Team Penske pilot knows the rewards of winning lie in the track's high groove.
I love that place. We had a great run there last year, and I think it's like a huge challenge to drivers to commit my brain into entering 3 inches off the fence and not being further away than 3 inches off the fence till I get to the straightaway. You know, and how can I run speed doing that? And that's a big thing. It's that commitment level. How much are you willing to risk to get the reward on the back end? Really commit yourself to the top like that.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's time to review the top 3 highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number 1 has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On the highlight number two, with T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-month upgrade is eligible traded on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Here come the Lions. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with Sports. It could be the upset of the year, at least for the Badgers. Wisconsin brings in number three and unbeaten Penn State for a primetime tilt at Camp Randall Stadium tomorrow. The Nittany Lions, a 6.5-point favorite for what it's worth. Kickoff tomorrow is set for 6:30. The Packers will use tomorrow as a travel day for their game Sunday at Jacksonville. The Jags may be 2-5, but they've won two out of their last three. Kickoff Sunday is set for noon. The Packers also today announced their plans to wear their 1950s throwbacks next Sunday against the Lions as they go from all white to all green in back-to-back home games. The Bucks home opener is tonight. Milwaukee plays host to Chicago. Chris Middleton is out and Gary Trent Jr. is questionable with injuries. Tip-off between the Bucks and Bulls is set for 7 o'clock. On the ice tonight, the Badgers men are at Denver at 8. The Wisconsin women's hockey team hosts Bemidji State at 7. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I taught for 20 years in rural schools, and I know how important a school is to a community. But school funding is in crisis and now relies increasingly on property taxes, which drives up costs and especially hurts rural seniors on fixed incomes. We have to fix this because schools are so important to rural communities. Vote for me, and I'll vote for rural Wisconsin to fix school funding. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
Football playoff time is finally here with Level 1 chock full of outstanding matchups. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. A total of 232 high school football playoff games are scheduled for Friday night, as half the teams will be eliminated each week going forward until we crown 8 state champions in less than a month. There were certainly some surprises from the WIAA's qualifying and seeding process, but it does result in some outstanding matchups in Level 1. Oconomowoc shared the Classic 8 title and went 8-1, but the Raccoons received just a 6th seed as they'll go on the road in Level 1 against Racine Case, the second place team in the Southeast Conference. Beaver Dam was given a 5 seed in D2 after winning the East Central Crown, as they'll go on the road as well to Menasha. Germantown's 7-2 record was a couple games better than teams seeded ahead of them, but the Warhawks are a 7th seed against 2nd-seeded Cedarburg. Potosi-Cassville and Blackhawk Warren battled for the Six Rivers title just last week, and they'll meet up again in Level 1. Do you think you know high school football? Head over to wisports.net to join the football playoff pick'em contest, where you can put your selections to the test, picking all the way to the state title. While there, you can also check out our staff and media partner picks, as our team and some of our great partners around the state give our predictions on who we think will win championships. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Today I'm going to share with listeners news of an exciting new nonprofit that Outdoor News has launched. It's the Outdoor News Foundation, and its mission is to help create the next generation of hunting and fishing license buyers. More details when we return, but first,
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
When we lose hunters and anglers in this country, we lose the license fees and excise taxes that mostly finance natural resources management in North America. There are a lot of fine organizations in the upper Midwest working to turn the tide on the loss of hunters and anglers and their contributions to conservation. These groups might be your local rod and gun club, host youth days like fishing derbies and mentored turkey hunts. These are incredibly valuable because they expose young people to the great outdoors. The Outdoor News Foundation wants to take the next step by permanently connecting these kids and adult onset hunters to America's outdoor culture. The Outdoor News Foundation has three ways it wants to accomplish that: through environmental scholarships that will help cultivate future outdoor journalists and fish and wildlife biologists, through youth grants that will allow young people to attend the region's environmental learning camps, and through free access to Outdoor News. We'll inspire young minds with knowledge and access to sporting culture through the news and information in Outdoor News every week. Get complete details at OutdoorNews.com and click the foundation. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy,
but it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's sea to shining sea, and water damage as far as the eye can see. It's America. It's freshly mowed grass, and a fence that was freshly vandalized by a pack of unruly teens. It's America. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs near 60 Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's 55 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're going to look at a variety of different things in today's market trade, including what is going on. Let's talk about balance sheets. Is there an increase or a decrease coming when we look at the corn and the beans? We've got good demand out there, and the appetite is still there from an export. But how long will that last? We know that China, with their whole stimulus that's been going on, how does that change up as they look at South America crops and move forward into 2025? We're going to get these details, of course. Darren Fry is joining us. He is with Wander Street Advisors. And I wanted to start out on those exports because the appetite is there, as you and I were talking before we even started this program. But just even in the last couple of days, Japan, Mexico, unknown, China. And we've seen the last 2 days with some decent numbers coming across the screen. What is your takeaway as you look at those numbers and the buying that's taking place?
Well, thanks again for having me on Final Bell. I always appreciate it. And yeah, we've had some fantastic numbers get reported. Obviously on the weekly level, but also these flash sales keep coming out at 8 o'clock each morning, almost daily. I think here for last week to 7 days, they have been every day. And so that just amounts to a lot of business. And we saw basically, 3.8 million metric tons yesterday on corn and large numbers out of the beans as well. I think they were like in the high twos. And so that really bodes well for, keeping prices supported. But we do have a very large crop, and we're going to need to continue to see that demand, not only from the export book, but also domestically as we crush beans for soybean oil for the renewable energy sector. And of course, as we grind corn for ethanol, and we got to get this big crop gone somehow. And that's how we're going to do it, with large demand. Cheap prices usually bring that. And that's what we've seen here. as of late here in the last 4 to 6 weeks, it's really picked up.
Darren, can you expect this appetite to continue at least on the near term?
Well, we're kind of already pricing ourselves out when you compare it to Ukraine or Brazil. We were cheaper, but Ukraine's come down in the price. We've come up to where Brazil was. And so we're gonna have a ceiling on this. Even though there's going to be good demand, there's still some alternatives around the world that people can get. And, you know, I think we'll have the lion's share of the business out through, you know, April or May. But there is corn to be moved out of the Black Sea area from Ukraine. There is still corn in Brazil. So we have to remain competitive, and that'll keep us capped on the top side. And of course, the demand coming back in will keep a floor under this. So I think we're kind of in a trading range on corn, you know, somewhere between, you know, 385 and let's say 420. I'd like to see the market get up into that 440, 450 area. I think that would provide some great places for sales if a guy could get there.
Well, we know that China's been banking and shopping around not only for here in the U.S., but in South America. They had some stimulus money that they saw. Now my understanding is there's going to be a meeting coming up to talk more about this, you know, that November 4th through the 7th.
Yeah.
How bad is their economy, I guess, at this point?
Well, it's always hard to know, you know, how bad it is over in China. You get mixed stories coming out of there, but I do think it's pretty depressed. We've thought that for a couple of years, and there's been things eroding over there. But the fact that they're doing what they're doing and they're talking about doing a lot more has me believing it's a little bit worse than what they've let on. And on one hand, that's good that they're doing something that's going to help, you know, really our economy, too, because they're a large economy. Can't have them going down. But if you think about it, they're having to do a lot because they're in that bad of shape. And so it's a positive on one side, but it's negative that they're in this bad of shape and having to do stimulus like this. But we'll see what comes out of that November 4th through 7th meeting. But I do think they're doing the right thing to try to get their economy going again for their own sake, but also for the sake of all the people that trade with them.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, you and I have had this conversation before, just the global impact that not China has, but the United States and South America play in this trifecta of world economies.
No, it's huge. You know, when you look at Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina, the South American crop this next year is expected to be around 231 million metric tons. That's up 19 million metric tons from this year. You equate that to bushels, that's 8.5 billion bushels of production. And China, if they import 109 million metric tons, that's equivalent to half that crop. And so think about taking half that crop and importing it. That's, you know, just right at 4.2 billion bushels. That is a lot. And so the world depends on China to feed that hog herd and to feed their people. And so they're a big deal if they come strong at the market or if they have to pull back because they're weak.
We continue this conversation about South America, and we may have to continue into part two. But obviously, the dryness, they've gotten some much needed moisture, and so they are planting like crazy. But that does put some heavy pressure on this crop that's growing, and then for what will come with the Safrina corn crop down the road.
Yeah, it really does. They've had, you know, a slow start down there because the rains didn't come as early as they should have. That will hopefully give us a little bit bigger export window on our bean side here in the January timeframe. But now things are going really well, both in the northern part of Brazil, but all across Brazil and even in Argentina. Planters are running pretty quick here across the territory down there. And so they're going to get this stuff in. And what will still be somewhat delayed is the Safrina crop. And that's just because, you know, up north in Mato Grosso, where that Safrina will be planted, they got started awful late. They're way behind their average, way behind last year. So that could bode well for us on the bean export side. And then we'd have to watch whether that Safrina crop is going to be big or small, because it's going to be more at risk as the dry season begins there around May 1st. So we'll have to see how that works out. But right now, pretty ideal weather for the next 45 days, it appears.
You know, it's just like that every year. We kind of wait to see what their combines roll out and how it affects our trade. So it'll be interesting to watch as this all kind of evolves this year.
It sure will. It will be interesting. And we really need them to have a few hiccups down there, because that would extend our rally. And that's what we need here to get more grain sold, whether it's 24 or 25.
Very well put. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up. As we get ready for the second half of this Friday version of the Channel Final Bell, we'll talk about what's going on. Unfortunately, politics, like it or not, it is weighing in on what we see in our agricultural sector. We'll talk a little bit about the happenings in the livestock side of the world as well, as we'll look at some balance sheets, increases or decreases when it comes to corn and beans. Stick around to find out. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Darren Fry with Water Street Advisors. And you were talking about the weather concerns, obviously, that are happening in South America. And I'd read earlier today that some think we might need to be concerned as well when we look at here in the United States, is especially for that winter wheat crop, waiting for some much needed moisture. But the fact that so many areas are going into winter dry, and they have worries that this might kind of bode for what we could see the start of 25.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, we're really dry. Obviously, that's why the bean crop and the corn crop finished maybe with even less yield than they could have had we had an inch or two of rain in late August. But, you know, crop's still big, even though we finished off on the dry side. But now we haven't replenished any of that. I see some place in the country will need 8, 9, 10 inches of rain to break the drought or catch up, especially in the Western Plains, for example, as drought is building in there again. That's a concern for the, you know, hard red winter wheat, obviously. But as we move into next year, there is a lot of similarities between what the macro drivers of the atmosphere are doing right now and what they were doing both in the 2010 and 2011 timeframe for October. So if you compare this back going into the 2011 growing season or the 12 growing season, there's a lot of similarities. And both those years were very hot, but 11 had plenty of moisture, 12 was hot and dry with no moisture. And so that's all going to come down to what the temperatures of the waters are out in the Pacific off the west coast of the United States. So if we go into real cold waters, like a negative PDO, that's what made the drought of 12 so bad. But if those waters stay warm, we could still be very hot, but have moisture, and that was what 2011 was. So there's a lot of uncertainty for next year's crop. And one thing's for sure, we're starting off probably drier right now than we were either of those years in the fall of 10 or the fall of 11. So that's quite concerning. But we're gonna have to wait and see how that develops. I know some of our weather guys are talking about potentially there could be issues, but it's a long way off. And we know spring rains can replenish a lot of things, but right now it's a little burdensome how dry we are going into winter.
Let's talk about your balance sheets as you look at both corn and soybeans. What's your thoughts and takeaways?
Well, you got plenty on both right now. You know, beans are, some people think they're 650, 700. I think it's more like 550 when we're all said and done on beans. So we got adequate carry out. Ending stocks are going to be 1.8. 1.9, 1.95, something like that on corn. So adequate again. But if you look at what happens in South America, if South America does produce a normal crop with all these acres they're going to put in, they're going to have plenty of beans and plenty of corn to compete with us. And that means that we're going to have a problem getting rid of that inventory that we currently have on our balance sheet. And then we look into next year, with poor demand, with them trying to offload their large crop during our growing season, we could easily see carryouts grow. And that's, in fact, what I've done on my balance sheets. I've gone from 550 in beans up to about 750 for the 25-26 balance sheet. And the corn has moved from this 1.9, let's say, up to about 2.2. And so typically when you're, you know, growing your balance sheet, your ending stocks, you're not going to have a bull trend start. You're going to have a bear trend continue to be the play. And so what I'd encourage growers to do, I think we have more market rally that can happen here in corn, beans, and wheat. But I think those have to be rewarded aggressively, not only for cleaning up the 24 crop, because a guy can always re-own if something changes, but also aggressive with the 25 crop. Because, you know, the chance of South America having a problem, Susan, is not high. They could, but it's not high. And if they don't have a problem, then we're looking for us to have a problem to get rid of some of this inventory. And that's not good for the farmer to be rooting on a bad crop here so we can have higher prices. It just doesn't work out for them.
You know, I hate to talk politics, but everybody is, and we see it being discussed even from an agricultural sector. Do you see this, if we look over the next week and a day of market trade, that we could see some pressure weighing in?
I do think there's some pressure in our markets because of the election, and there's, you know, everybody's got guesses of what, you know, a Democratic win will mean, a Republican win will mean. Nobody knows for sure, but they can go by historic, you know, data. And I think the market is concerned about that. And it'll be concerned not only through the election, but then even after the election, we'll see a reaction to it. But more so than just our markets, it's just the flow of money. And it's what the macro side, bonds, dollar, you know, equity markets, what is Wall Street going to think of this election? And what will there be? What will their outcome be after the election happens?
Lots to look at. Real quick on the livestock, can we see a possible higher trade into next week?
Well, you know, the charts look really constructive on cattle. I thought they were still going higher here, even with today's action. But as you look at what we'll find out here shortly in the cattle and feed report, that might change some things. But I still think we got more ups than the cattle.
What's the best way folks can get a hold of you?
Well, they can either give us a call toll-free at the office here at 866-249-2528.
All right, that is the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires, premium tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. With harvest progress moving along well in the Northern Hemisphere, planters are rolling down south of the equator, that is. Farmers across Brazil and Argentina have recently begun their planting season, and I'll have an update when we return.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at FirestoneAg.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Yes, the commodity markets are increasingly turning their eye to South American production. Brazil is on track to produce another record-breaking grain harvest for this marketing season. According to their National Supply Corporation, or CONAB, Brazilians are expecting total grain production to hit around 322.47 metric tons. Now, that would be nearly an 8.5% increase from last year's already massive harvest. Soybeans are leading the way with a projected increase of 12.7% in area, while corn acreage is expected to rise by 3.5%. Brazil's expanding soybean acreage in particular continues to challenge U.S. dominance in our global markets. Argentina, on the other hand, is seeing more tempered progress. As of mid-October, about 13.5% of Argentina's corn crop had been planted. That represents a slight improvement over the week prior. However, total corn acreage is expected to drop by about 15% this season, leaving the Argentinians with an estimated 6 million hectares, or nearly 15 million acres, in corn production. Now, this reduction comes as Argentine farmers contend with both high input costs and uncertain weather conditions. For U.S. producers, these developments are worth watching closely. Brazil's soybean crop continues to dominate the world stage, and with projections for another massive harvest, U.S. soybean growers will face stiff competition in export markets. Brazil has managed to capitalize on strong infrastructure investments, which has streamlined their export systems to move larger quantities of grain to ports faster than ever before. Meanwhile, Argentina's slower corn planting progress and reduced acreage present a potential opportunity for U.S. corn exporters, particularly in regions where Argentina has traditionally been a strong competitor. However, farmers must remain vigilant here in the United States, as Argentina's market can still shift quickly if weather conditions improve or government policies change. I'll be back with more after this.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th. Paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
As this growing season unfolds in South America, U.S. farmers would be well served to keep an eye on developments across that region. With Brazil's growing soy production and Argentina's weather impacts, traders will be keenly focused on non-U.S. markets this winter. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Premium tractor tires embedded with cutting-edge technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, low near 30. Sunshine for the weekend, highs near 60 Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, low 70s and breezy Monday. Staying in the 70s Tuesday, a chance of showers Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 56.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company. But my baby just called me on the phone. And from the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox. And it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open. Probably smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Hey waitress, could you cancel that order? But if it's too late, I'll take to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her open, the house is a proper smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open, the house is a proper smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion. Up in the mountains or down by the ocean, it's all the same to me.
in a 4x4 by you.
Wabashaw Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Woo. Five.
Oh, four.
Telephone rang about a quarter till nine. She heard his voice on the other end of the line. She wondered what was wrong this time. She never knew what his calls might bring. With a cowboy like him, it could be anything. She always expected the worst in the back of her mind. He said, "It's cold out here and I'm all alone. Didn't make the short go again, and I'm coming home."
I've been away too long. I never got a chance to ride a car, and I know this rodeo's been hard on us all.